One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cody Gakpo as well, Ryan Gravenberch, both still sort of early in their Liverpool careers. I think it's fair to say both extremely, extremely talented. You've been relatively impressed with how they've started the life at Liverpool?
Yeah, especially the way they started. I thought, and I know it's difficult to make a name and to start at a new team, especially Gravenberch. Gakpo came, I think, in January. So really adapt to a new style of football, a bigger club. Of course, with all the pressure that comes with it. And I think Gakpo, when he came in the first couple of months, he was amazing. And he adapted very well. That shows how experienced he is on a young age as well. And I think Gravenberch has a lot of potential and a lot of desire to play because he wasn't involved in Bayern Munich after being a big talent at Ajax and playing really well. He had a year to quickly forget at Bayern, and so he really wants to be involved. And I think the potential is there. They're still young. It will be good and bad occasionally, but I think not only him but the whole team. Like, we got so many youngsters, so the future looks really bright. And the Dutchies are, I think, it's a perfect fit for Liverpool. The way they are playing, the versatile they are, and Gravenberch plays so many positions in midfield, and Gakpo as well up front, false nine, left striker. So yeah, they will be very important for Liverpool in the future as well.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, you mentioned it there just finally about the youngsters at Liverpool. You touched on the academy elements as well in the final, and of course last night at the time of recording the FA Cup as well. It's a really exciting time to be a Liverpool fan with all these brilliant academy youngsters coming through and making an impact as well. I wanted to ask you about them because you were at a club when a certain Steven Gerrard was around sort of making his name as Liverpool player. You actually were on the pitch when he scored his first goal against Sheffield Wednesday as well. So I'm not going to ask you to compare anyone to Steven Gerrard because that's nearly impossible to do, but there must be a sense of excitement now. You must have felt it when Gerrard was starting to, like, say, really hit his straps and stuff like that. And Liverpool now have got this crop of young academy talent, four, five, even six or seven of them who look ready to go. I mean, they're still very, very young, some of them, but they just look incredibly, incredibly mature for their age.
They are, and it's just exciting times. And I was also playing for Real Sociedad when a young Xabi Alonso was playing. So I played with him for 3 years when he was 18, 19, 20. So it's really exciting to see those kind of players develop. And I honestly, it's funny as well, because a couple of weeks ago, I got stick in Holland because everybody knows, also on television, I get a lot of people that sending messages on X, like, oh, this is the president of the Liverpool supporters club is talking on television again about his club, and he's sitting in front of, oh, he's talking about his club with a red underwear, whatever they talk about. They know I'm Liverpool, yeah. And the sort of caricature guy. I think the under 19th of Liverpool lost against Ajax a couple of weeks ago, like 10-0. And they were like, ah, look at your team and blah, 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 blah. I said, honestly, this is the under-19 team. All of our best players are playing in the first team. I told them that a couple of weeks ago. So I sent out messages after the Liverpool win at the cup final. Yeah. I told all the people that were criticizing me. It's like, hey, have you seen those players? Yeah, they didn't play against the under-18 or 19 at Ajax because they were playing in the first team. This is, I don't think, if I look in the Premier League and even in Europe, I don't see a team that brings on so many academy players in their first team and so young. At Barcelona, they have sometimes they have a 16-year-old, sometimes they have a 17, 18-year-old. Last year, they had a couple of youngsters, but never so many. And it's not like they bring them on. It's like dance yesterday. He scored twice in Southend. And all the players, I can't really think about one that just played. All of them made an impact. Talk about Bradley when he came in. It's unbelievable how good they are. And with the youngsters, with Szoboszlai still young, with the Gravenbergs and Gakpos and all those youngsters, I think the future looks amazing for Liverpool.
Yeah, it certainly does, yeah. And I've got to ask you, because you mentioned it before we wrap up, you obviously played, as you mentioned there, with Xabi Alonso. There's a lot of talk about Xabi Alonso now, and I know we all want to live in this wonderful life of Jurgen Klopp managing Liverpool for a little while longer yet. However, Xabi Alonso is very much the name on the lips when it comes to who might succeed Jurgen. What are your thoughts on that, I guess? And obviously, he's doing an incredible job in the Bundesliga with Bayer Leverkusen right now, but obviously you've met him, you've played with him, you know him. Does it make sense to you?
No, definitely. He's got everything at the moment. I think he's the perfect fit for Liverpool. People saying like, oh, it's his first job. I know him from a coach for the reserves of Real Sociedad. Yeah. And in his first year, he got promoted. He won the championship. So he got promoted to the championship with that reserve team for the first time in history. He comes to Leverkusen when they're, I think, 13 or 14 in the league at the bottom somewhere. And a coach, you can always come in and have good players and get results like Man United. They get results, but they play bad. But Leverkusen, he changed the whole team. He changed the whole club. They are unbeaten. They play the best football. And they're top of the league. And they're the first time in history they're going to win the league, I think. I hope for him. And that says enough. And then it's like, okay, he's not experienced with big clubs, but what do you need? You need to be a good coach, which he is, which he showed. He's got all the experience as a football player, playing for all the big teams, Bayern Munich, Real Madrid, Liverpool, winning Champions Leagues, winning European Cups, European Championships and World Championships with Spain. So he's got everything. He can cope with the pressure. So there's nothing that can hold him back from being an amazing coach at Liverpool. And he has the team. So whoever steps in now, it almost is just laid out for him. He doesn't need to build. He just build on the structure we already have with all the youngsters and just continue with the good work that we've been that Jurgen's been doing with the staff, of course.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yes, I would definitely see him.
Yeah, whoever comes in is in a very fortunate position, I think it's fair to say, with the squad and some of the players you mentioned, and of course the academy lads as well. It's a very lucky man whoever takes over that job, I think it's fair to say. Big shoes to fill, of course, after Jurgen Klopp, but definitely not in a bad position to do so. And just finally, Sander, on the Legends game, we've got to finish on that. Obviously, you spoke at the top of the show how much looking forward to it. If people haven't already got tickets for it and stuff like that, people still want to come, they definitely should, because they're always amazing occasions, aren't they?
Yes, it is. And it's not only for us, because like an ex-player, I want to be involved. I want to feel that, I want to smell the grass. I want to feel the sensation of playing in a full stadium, especially Anfield, which is special. And like I said, the Ajax players and the Madrid players and the players that show up, they're all saying the same stories. They want to play at Anfield. But it's so much more like the Liverpool Foundation. As an ex-player, to give back to the fans and to the people of Liverpool, it's so important for us to be able to do this. The foundation helped more than 120,000 people in Liverpool last season. And it's not only football-wise or giving them money just to live. No, it's education, taking them out of games and putting them on school systems and helping them with specific things and courses and programs. And that for me is the biggest thing. It's not like for me playing for 60,000 at Anfield. It's more like, okay, that means that 60,000 people paid to be there, but that's another more than £1 million to help the player, the people of Liverpool. And that's something for an ex-player to give back to the fans that supported me almost my whole career until now. Yeah. That's the most special thing for me, I think.
No, I completely agree with you.
Hopefully it will be sold out.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I've been lucky enough to do a little bit with the foundation myself in recent times. So I spoke to Chris Kirkland a couple of times and a couple of bits with him as well, fellow Goalkeepers Union, of course. So yeah, they do incredible work, as you say. So definitely, definitely get down and support them. Sander, thank you so much for your time. Massively, massively appreciated. Everybody else, I'll see and speak to you all again very, very soon. Take it easy.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Megan Rinks.
And I'm Melissa D. Montz.
And like every other person with access to a microphone, we started a podcast.
On Mondays, we release Don't Blame Me, which is an advice podcast where listeners call in and we share our thoughts on situations such as what to do if you're going to your boyfriend's family function and you haven't told him that you previously slept with both his twin brothers.
Then on Thursdays, we release our podcast, But Am I Wrong?, where we ethically gossip about pop culture, politics, our lives, and your lives. Listeners write in and we tell them if they're wrong or right in a situation. Are you the hero or the villain?
On Tuesdays and Fridays, we throw in a little something extra as well.
Well, something, something. We strive to create a community grounded in activism, mental health, and inclusivity. Think of us as like your blunt, honest friends who give you advice that you need to hear, not what you want to hear. But we're also always rooting for your success. What we lack in credentials, we make up for in
opinions.
We do that in every episode too.
We're professional unprofessional, so if you're looking for a new slate of podcasts to add to your routine, we're here for you.
Acast recommends.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.